hear anything with my headphones.
Oh, God, I'm going to kill someone.
Oh, there I am.
Hello. Man, I like these mics. You never sent me the link. Do I have to order another one?
Yeah, you know what? I was thinking about that. I think, did we talk about this last podcast that I don't send you anything?
That
if
you
I don't think
send
you're...
me anything if you don't think I'm in a decent place.
Place.
Let's not say mood anymore.
No, that's why I said place.
Place.
Jeff's not in a good place.
Oh, I'm good. Hey!
There she is.
I like that shirt.
Good afternoon.
And I don't know why. I think it's because I want to touch it.
It does look very tactile.
It has a...
Show them the new two.
Yeah. I'm not impressed with tattoos. No, you know that.
Oh.
Either way.
Well, Vibbert will be.
Here you go.
I've seen it.
Can I touch the shirt?
But you know what?
Oh, that's softer than what I even thought it was going to be.
I know. And you know what? When I put this on this morning, I was like... I bet Jason likes this.
Really?
Yeah.
You actually had that thought in your head.
It's a little bit of a hoodie, even.
It is a hoodie. It's a hoodie.
You know what? Those are my favorite hoodies, the ones that you don't really need it for the hood. It's just kind of there hanging out. But it's like you got a little buddy on the backside.
You know what? I'm not a fan of the buddy on the backside.
Well, no, not that buddy.
But you know what? I hate it when you have a hoodie that doesn't have a pocket.
Yes.
Nothing makes me more angry.
I don't know if no sleeves. I don't know if sleeveless.
Oh God,
hoodies.
Please, it's not.
Will ever take off.
So here's the thing.
What did I say?
Max asked me to cut the sleeves off of a sweatshirt before he left for camp,
mm-hmm.
and I said, "Where did you see this?"
I'm sorry. That's all the time we have for this conversation.
I said, "Where did you see a sleeveless?" Hoodie, sweatshirt.
Bill Belichick?
That's what I thought. Yeah. I knew you'd be behind it.
Yeah.
Yeah, he does three quarters. And I was like, where'd you see this? So, and he goes, I saw it. And he's like, I saw it online. And I was like, well, let's show me. So what does he do? He Googles. And I was like, I know there's sleeveless hoodies online, but did you see someone do this? And then I said, you know what? Maybe he's a trendsetter. Maybe he's going to bring the sleeveless hoodie back. And
I was like,
just promise me that you'll never wear cut-off sweatpants.
It can't be too big.
No cut-off sweatpants and a cut-off sweatshirt. You can't do those at the same time.
Okay, but you can wear them individually.
Yeah, he rocks the...
He loves the sweatshorts, right?
He loves the sweatshorts. Yeah. He sleeps...
that seems... I don't
he
know.
Sleeps
I've never
in a,
done
they're,
that.
They're name brand. Yeah, that's not... It's not like we're cutting off Hanes sweatpants.
And... See, in my mind, all I think of is Ace Cosby, who only wears sweatpants.
Sure.
And he has, you know, him cutting those off is really
disgusting. My Uncle John only... Yeah, he's cut off... Like, he'll buy new ones in the winter and wears them and then cuts them off for the summer and then it's just a cycle.
So every year he gets a new pair for the entire year?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Maybe he gets a black and a gray... Maybe a navy.
Maybe a light gray or a darker black.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah. But that's it.
I just look stupid when I wear sleeveless shirts. I feel like I look stupid. Here, watch. I'll just
okay,
do
right. Close your eyes. Don't
oh,
look
yeah.
at it.
Close your
close
eyes.
Close your eyes. All right. Close your eyes.
Okay.
Tell us when.
I'm picturing it.
Okay.
I know there's some.
Go. Doesn't that look stupid?
You would look stupid.
I mean, the sleeveless. Where was I? I was at Dick's a couple days ago. And
I think it's.
Sporting goods store. I mean, I got the guns. There's no doubt about
right.
it. But.
So does a sleeveless shirt, does that emphasize your shoulders? Because you don't need that.
No, I'm wide enough as it is.
Yes.
Yeah,
I think that's maybe why you look silly.
You either go t-shirt or tank top.
Did everyone just hear that? Maybe that's why you look silly.
No, I mean in a sleeveless.
No, I know.
What about a straight up tank top?
I can't wear tank tops.
My...
I can't. Because of... My chest hair.
Oh, yeah.
It looks stupid. What?
What?
No, it just looks stupid.
Because of your chest hair?
It's not just because men
in tank tops are stupid?
It looks like... Well, I can't remember
Jeffy,
the last
do you
time
do
I...
Jeffy, do you do a tank top?
Do you own a tank top?
I have one tank top.
Uh-huh.
My free Tom Brady tank top.
Oh, well.
Oh, my God.
At least it's
me.
Not like a serious tank top.
Right. No, I only have one, and I wear it just to get some sun on the guns.
Okay.
I'll tell you this. Pat McAfee... one of our friends.
He rocks the tank.
He always wears the tank top, but I will tell him this to his face because I hope he hears about it. I think it looks silly.
I disagree.
You like it very much on Pat McAfee.
I think so. I just think some guys can do it and some guys can't.
Yeah, he's got the guns.
Yeah.
Oh, he's got the body for that.
Max can wear a tank top.
Some guys, it's great. Sometimes the tighter, the better. Sometimes.
I thought somebody just came in the front door.
Well, I
freaked out for a second.
Well, the shadow or
okay,
something.
Yeah, something.
Did you go through security here at Front Room Studios? Don't you know you're supposed to shut the door?
No.
I'm about to. I
are we all done?
Where are you going?
No.
Everybody's leaving?
Oh, that door. Yep.
What? So the dogs were playing outside, and it might have been
pool.
The funniest thing I've seen. Because Chick has two dogs. Vibbert brings his little puppy over. And little Nora Jones turned the tables on Ruby. Ruby's the herder.
Australian Shepherd.
And then we look out there. Next thing we know, Nora's chasing after Ruby. And then Ruby's jumping in the pool of water that Chick has, a little kiddie pool. And apparently she never gets in the water.
I don't remember.
Ruby doesn't?
Mm-mm, never.
I just saw I have it to happen. Pick
Ruby. She doesn't get in the pool, but she'll get in the pond or the
yes,
creek.
She'll do that. Yes. Okay. I don't Pond's remember when her. Ruby came to live with me and Monkey. Do you remember when that happened?
I could probably look at the vet records and tell you when Ruby came to live.
But I've never seen, because that's Ruby's favorite thing. We go to the Bark Park. She chases the other dogs.
But that's her job.
She loves, right. She loves doing it. But I've never seen anyone chase Ruby. And and I think Ruby didn't know what the hell was going on.
Well, no, I think
either.
Ruby was asking for this. She came up on the deck and kind of like.
She wants to play.
She
went loves
at,
Nora.
She went at Nora, and Nora's like, okay, I'll play. And then there she goes.
Nora demands respect. I taught her well.
Although Nora does look a little.
Ruby's had a rough life.
Rodent
before she came here,
especially when wet. Not
Ruby has
wet.
Had a Ruby has had a rough life until she got here.
Until she got here, and then someone picks her up and puts her in the pool
you
and
know,
picks her up and puts her in her bed.
Ruby's a really great dog.
How did you know I did that? Did I tell you that?
Yeah.
Like every night, I'll say, "Monkey will come in and go in the crate."
The only time she's smart,
and only the. And only the past couple of weeks, I'm like up at midnight or two or whatever, and I let them out, and then I don't put them back in the crate, and they sleep together behind my chair.
Free range dogs.
Free range. They're free range.
Nice.
And one night, Ruby shit by the front door. There was only one instant. but every night, Monkey will go to the crate, and I'll go, Ruby dooby doo. Ruby.
She just looks at
me. And I'll come around, and she'll be standing in the kitchen waiting for me to come pick her up, and I.
To put her where?
Put her in her little crate.
In her crate for bed.
Yeah. And this happens every night?
I think it's just a
good
night hug.
No, every night.
Every night. Okay.
I think she just wants a good night hug.
Oh, sure.
Yeah,
she wants to be tucked in.
Yeah, she wants to be tucked in.
Should we talk about some business on this podcast?
Well, maybe we should start the podcast.
8 minutes in.
Oh, you like this. So this is the, you know what we got. Hi, welcome to the Chick McGee Show. This is Chick McGee speaking.
I love that, yes.
Hello, Jason.
Hi.
Hello, Jess.
Hey. What do you have?
Hello, Jeff Vibbert. What are you drinking, a beer?
Yeah, Special K Kolsch from Beer Brewery. Probably my favorite beer out there right now.
Really?
No kidding.
Very good summer beer.
Ooh, I like a summer beer.
Yeah. Now, I look at Jason, and he is running the control board. I look at me, and I'm holding my glasses and looking at emails, and Vibbert is drinking a beer, and Jess is eating chocolate.
A whole chocolate.
Is that dark chocolate?
It is, but it's super dark.
Okay.
Super dark.
Even better. If dark is good.
Oh, no, it's not super dark.
Super dark would be better. Yeah.
No, it's only 70. That's not.
70. Okay. 70 what?
Percent.
70%
cocoa.
Yeah, I've seen over 90.
Cacao.
What's super?
To me, it's like 87, 90.
87, 90
is
super.
Yikes.
Okay.
Yikes. Yeah.
The music you're hearing is Bob Schneider. If you haven't, go to his website right now, Bob Schneider, bobschneider.com. July 21st. Did I sound like I'm drunk?
Almost.
July 21st, a Thursday night, Bob will be live at the Rathskeller here in Indianapolis. So if you find yourself, and I'm sounding like a radio guy, so I'm going to stop. Because we'll be there. We'll have a fun time.
That's right, Chick. We will be there.
We just had a big fucking talk.
That's why we keep him around.
Criminy.
Yeah.
Wait. You thought about not keeping me around?
Well, we're always considering it.
Yeah.
No, but there are
We need to talk about the State Fair, but go ahead.
Okay. I've never heard you like acknowledge, okay, maybe outside of your kids and a significant other, acknowledge your love for someone the way you do Jeff. Like you like make it public.
He's a good man.
We went
good
to a man. Pool party the other and he said something and you were like, it's like I built him.
That's my favorite thing.
I wish I remembered what you said.
I think I was on the diving board and he said that.
Yeah.
And he even says on the big show, you know,
the next star on the Bob and Tom universe,
which is not true, but you just like saying it.
Yeah. It's fun to hear.
Okay, this is funny. We record the podcast here at Shea Chick in a place called Front Room Studios, and the a sewer video inspection truck just rolled by.
Is that what it said on it?
Yeah, so I don't know if I'm going to have to go out in the front yard and let them in my backyard or not, but, well, that sounded dirty, didn't it?
No, here
it
comes. Sewer video inspection.
Sewer video inspection. There it is. What the hell's going on there?
317-57. Oh, and that's one of my friends loves it. And that's how, you know, Noodles and Company. He loves it when you put Co on the end of
anything.
Oh, like Flavor Co.
Flavor Co. I work for a flavor. This place called Samco.
Samco. You think Sam owns
right
it?
Here. We're here at Chick-Co.
Chick-Co. No, it's Waco.
That's true. It is Waco.
Waco Prod.
Waco Co. Waco.
We are going to do for the third year in a row or the fourth year in a row?
I think it is the fourth.
Yeah. The fourth year in a row we were going to be at the Indiana State Fair. And up until 45 minutes ago, we were going to be there on the 13th. But apparently, and I haven't changed anything yet because it's gone from the 6th, because you're going to a wedding. You couldn't do it on the 6th. Mm-hmm. And the 13th, Jason is going to be out of town. Mm-hmm. So how is everyone with the 20th?
I didn't do the 20th.
I think initially we already had this discussion to do the 20th.
Well, evidently, Jenny, I don't know how she got this information, but she thought I said...
I know how.
I thought she thinks I said the 13th, and I think that happened
because...
You did
say the 13th.
I said the 13th. I think that's how she got that idea. You are shaking your head and doing that thing you do while you...
Eat chocolate?
Tolerate me.
chocolate.
What you're doing. We were at a pool party. We had a great time.
Yeah, I didn't go to that.
Why didn't you go
to
the pool
party? I wasn't invited.
He wasn't invited.
Oh, that's right.
That wasn't the purpose. It wasn't a pool party. That was not the purpose.
It was a get-together.
Nothing?
Sorry. I'm
texting.
I'm pulling a...
Okay, yeah. We should address this because it's a problem that my man... Who I built.
What's going on, buddy?
It's a business transaction that occurred last week.
Remember when he? Yeah,
we were missing a signature. And
right.
Before going into it, look, I've never sold a car, so I don't really know what I'm doing. And she goes, I've never bought one. I've never sold one. I don't know either. We live in different states, and
so there's no room for error here.
And so she made a mistake going to the bank and trying to get it notarized, and I didn't care. I'm like, oh, cool, yeah, awesome. And then whenever I left out the signature, end of the world. Because in today's society, if someone else makes a mistake, it's the end of the world. How can you make a mistake? Things are supposed to be perfect. But if they make a mistake, they expect you to be lenient and, oh my gosh, oh no, it's
totally
fine.
Forever forgiving, yeah.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. And I've filled her in and I've given her all the information. She's like, what? I paid for her to send the thing back overnight.
Okay.
I paid for that.
That's generous.
Yeah. Got the signatures that day. Put it in the mail. Unfortunately, there was Sunday in between there. So okay. It's either going to – I told her, I go, it'll either get there Monday or Tuesday.
You're doing all the legwork.
I'm doing all the legwork. And she is, what? I can't find this. You need to check up on this. I'm like, lady, I don't work for the U.S. Post Office.
During a business
transaction. You have your money and whatever you had to send her is in the mail. Your communication is over.
Yeah.
Buyer beware.
She had,
and not like she can't drive the car, right?
She's like, you took the plates and the you took the plate. She has the register. I don't know. She's like, you took the plate. I go, yeah, well, that's my plate.
That's your plate.
That's my plate.
Yeah.
People are so stupid.
I have $3,000. I'm good now. Let's podcast the fuck out of this.
I've often said that the little baby celebrity that I've enjoyed being on the radio, one of the best perks is. having a wonderful relationship with a car dealer. And mm-hmm. because I would not know what I can remember when I would have to try to go buy a car for people, and it was not fun.
For mm-hmm. people?
No. Well, for, you know, somebody.
Who, I haven't gotten a car from you.
But this was a long time ago. You know what I mean.
Some people give houses. Other people give cars.
What? You're eating again on the podcast.
No, I'm not.
Oh, okay.
I'm savoring.
If it's not crunchy, she can eat whatever she wants, right, in okay. my mind.
So August 20th, we're all okay with August 20th then? Is that what we're saying for the fair?
Well,
the
20th,
yeah.
Until the next podcast when we have to change it again.
You know, you guys
are realistic.
It makes sure. You guys are making it seem like it's my fault on this.
Can you imagine if Chick was somebody's assistant?
No, God, no.
What are you talking about?
And he was in charge of their calendar, basically.
Uh-uh.
And the details coming through him to the person he was taking care of.
You guys, this is why I say he always has to have a caretaker. He can't go.
It's true.
It's true.
It's not. But I don't. When I say it, like, I think in my mind, caregiver, caretaker, whatever.
No, caretaker. It makes me sound like a funeral. So I.
No, but
okay, yeah,
caretaker.
I think a third party. Always, Chick always has to have a third party. If he's by himself, he's safe. If he has to communicate with someone else,
right.
he
That's
has
exactly
to have
right.
a third party.
Okay. That's exactly right. Yeah, I can't. I'm almost incapable, and I've been doing a lot of adult stuff lately, what mm-hmm. I consider mm-hmm. adult mm-hmm. stuff, like talking with people about...
yeah.
about. Did you just say shower?
Yeah.
Talking to people about documents and notarizing things and houses mm. and blah, blah, blah. And mm. I'm not good at that. Is anybody good at stuff like that?
Mm,
I mean,
yeah,
Vibbert's
sure.
having his problems right yeah, now, yeah. right?
No one's good at that.
Right?
There's always a speed bump.
I had the most amazing transaction.
Of
refinancing my house.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Oh, refi. This was, I don't know, 4-5 years ago.
Oh, now's a great time to refinance.
No, you should redo it. But it was yeah. that same way 4 or 5 years ago.
You should refi.
So I'm doing nothing but praise, but I'm not going to say who it is because it doesn't matter.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Had, you know, a lot of times your loans get bought and sold.
Sure.
And mine got bought by a pretty big corporation.
Okay.
And I was a little concerned. Mm. I was like,
that
okay.
you'd get lost in the shuffle?
Yeah, or just, you know, you just wonder if they're going to take me for something.
Goldman Sachs?
Not Goldman
they're
Sachs.
They're small time.
Yeah, they're small time.
are they? I don't think they're.
I don't know what they are.
You got to look around. You got to kind of chase this one. So the.
Oh, I get it. Sorry.
So
gotcha.
They sent me a documentation saying, hey, you can refinance your house right now, and it's going to cost you zero. And this is going to be the rate, and this is the term, and this is da-da-da. And it was everything I wanted. It had a sure. lesser term
mm-hmm.
and basically kept the price the same. I think it might even went down.
That's nice.
And so I called them. Mm-hmm. I said, all right, this is too good to be true, blah, blah, blah. Long story short, it all came around. I signed some papers.
It was
done.
Over.
I mean, it was the most seamless thing, and I'm paying more on my principal.
Ooh,
And I've been
good.
Doing this for 4 or 5 years now.
That's
nice.
Great.
And it was simple documentation, sign a few yeah. this. Someone mm-hmm. showed up at the house. It was everything they said it would be and even better. But I'm guessing you get one of those a life.
When it comes to
and
something
I use
like
it up
that.
Already.
But I also think that whenever something becomes really hard, like the first time you do something, it's going to feel hard.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I know what it is. It's like the first time you have to drive to a vacation location.
That's exactly what I was thinking.
Yes. So when the first time you drive and you're just like, you're kind of anxious and you're like, I don't know. And I don't know what to expect next and what that mm-hmm. is. But then you drive home and you're a little more familiar. And then when you make that trip again, and I feel like that's how it is with everything in life. The first time you're going to refinance or the first time you're going to have a major financial transaction, it is going to be a little nerve-wracking. And then it's just going to get a little bit easier and you know what to expect.
I don't think that's the case for him, though.
No, because he goes into it going,
I'm right.
Every time.
I don't want to do it. But then when I do it and I get it done, and then it's like, wow,
that was easy.
But you know what? But he does that with a lot of things.
Yeah.
I mean, he, let's pretend like he's not here. He makes everything a little bit harder than it needs to be.
What was I just telling you before what's her face got here? I said,
her name's Jess.
There's no truer words than my brain is my
worst enemy.
Worst enemy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
without a doubt.
He said that about half hour ago.
He also, just in saying this and having this conversation, he encourages this a lot. Instead of kind of trying to make a turn and going, you know what, my brain's not.
He promotes within.
He does. He promotes within.
Yes.
Promotes within.
Wait a minute. I just missed the point you made about me. What? Even though I'm aware of it, I still don't do anything to stop it.
No, you almost promote, like, my brain's my worst enemy, so let's make
let it
the,
go.
Yeah, let's make it the best worst enemy there ever was.
Let it run!
Yes.
I think let it go, did, baby!
I think that that's, right. I mean, it goes with the other things we've talked about in your life that, you know, like my mother always said, well, you know what, your mother's been dead for a really long time, so let's not worry about what she said or what she did anymore.
She's right here.
She is. I can see her. Yeah.
And this is the most controversial thing I say, and it's I may have to edit it. Luckily, I'm the guy that does this.
Okay.
I've always had this thing about Jewish people. They're always have a chip on their shoulder.
Really?
And I'm like, yeah, don't they? Like, oh, everyone's out to get us. That's anti-Semitic.
No,
that whole thing. And and all that whole thing. I'm like, we took care of it.
Yeah.
We won the war back in 45 for you. Get over it. Same thing, like your mom died years ago.
Right.
She did those things when you were 10.
Certainly.
Get over it.
Right.
You know,
right.
I guess I know so many people with chips on their shoulder that it really has nothing to do with their religion or their culture.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. But the same remedy holds true.
Well, I guess because
choose to get over it.
Maybe it's because of one that's been in our face so often lately that becomes the stereotype and maybe that's what we're going off of right now.
True.
I just want to say we've quoted so many Eagles lyrics. We make it harder than it has to be and then get over it. Uh-huh. Eagles, hell freezes over.
After
check that out.
The 1994
is gone.
Really?
Get over it.
Some people say we broke up, but we just took a 14-year vacation. Oh, Don Henley, you joker.
You know, that we talked about this before, too, that one of the truest things that she ever told me was we were in a fight about something. I forget what it was.
No,
and this was, and I know that's hardly ever happens. But all of a sudden, she just looks at me and goes, who are you fighting with right now?
Yeah.
And that is like, yeah, you're exactly right. Yeah.
Because it sure shit ain't me.
I did nothing wrong.
Yeah, so let's call one of them up and get him over here because I don't want to do this anymore.
Or is it he just fighting with himself?
No, he was fighting. No, there was.
No. There was a point where.
It was like one of those, like, yeah. I think he doesn't even see my face right now.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
No, there was a big there was a big moment in my life, and I haven't made a big deal about it, and I haven't even really. I knew you guys were all going to laugh at that. But I stood up for myself with a person in my life recently at Noodle Co. Because the relationship...
Oh, yeah. I was there for
it. This is a relation. This is a person that I have to have a relationship with.
Is it the cashier at Noodles & Co.?
No, not her.
Okay, all right.
And... It reminds me of my mom because if this person wasn't someone who I had to maintain contact with, or if I met them on this, I wouldn't even be a friend of theirs. You know what I'm trying to say?
What?
But I
what
still have to
about?
Try to get along with this person. Yeah.
You, me, and Chick were there for this.
We were?
Yeah.
I was?
Yeah. He needed to send a text.
There were some assumptions made.
Oh,
yeah. There were some assumptions made, and it was a big deal to me because
I was like, wait, we did another intervention. There was a lot going on at that lunch.
Yeah. So sure.
Yeah.
But no, it
sorry, Jeff, you weren't there.
I know that this is probably going to make everyone, instead of standing up for myself and saying things. Mm-hmm. That really means something to me, unless it's...
He'll just ignore it.
I will ignore it and let it get worse and worse and worse.
Which is amazing that you acknowledge that
And I know I do
just
it.
Deal with it.
Well, like just, right now, there's about, right now there's something in my life that I right now there's something in my life that I need to deal with. And I took a big step yesterday, and I think there's something that I need to, professionally. I need to tell someone that a situation can't continue the way it's going.
Sure.
And other than my favorite times are when I forget about it for 15 or 20 minutes, and then it comes it circles
but
back
you know
around.
What?
You know?
Oh my gosh!
I just
you feel
hate
like...
dealing with things.
No shit.
Is that?
No, I.
It's contagious around there.
It is contagious. It is. It is, and it's become. It's become. Like the what it
it's a parasite.
It's well, there's that, but it's almost become the mission statement.
Oh yeah, there. Yeah. That's a great.
I
yep.
mean, it's mm-hmm.
It's not like the CIA. It's like no one wants to confront anybody about anything.
No, isn't that bizarre?
And it's and I'm the king of that. I love not confronting people. Well, unless like I said, unless it absolutely is like if I feel like it's a life or death situation, then. Jeff, I'll talk to you. I hope you. Does everyone know Jeff Vibbert? I built him in a lab.
Living it up at the Hotel California.
I'm just not dealing with any of this.
I don't know. I just.
No, it's odd. Here's the thing. You won't deal with something very specific, and you will ignore it like a professional ignorer or whatever. Like you just avoid it. Yep. But then something really small will happen over here, and you'll go. So then I'm going to fucking take it out on that.
Yeah.
Yep.
Still ignore this big thing. And yeah, you've
one
done
of my,
that.
The, oh, yeah. One of my favorite conversations in my life I've ever had was with my son and my youngest daughter when they were, had to be like 20 and 18, mm-hmm. I guess. And they like kind of made a big deal about it. They said, Dad, Ellie and I have been talking and we need to talk to you later tonight. And I go, okay. So I, you know, and they go, look. Here's the thing that we'd like to talk to you about, and we need to talk through it, and then we're all going to apologize to each other. And I go, oh, okay, cool.
Where the fuck did they learn this?
I know, right? What the hell? And they go, do you remember when we were kids, and you would never get upset mm-hmm. at some, like if Griffin would let's say this. It only happened once, and I'm still. It's like not a big deal. Mm-hmm. I mean, he wrecked. I bought him a car, like a father, son. You know, that's not a big deal. He wrecks the car. He had it for like how long? A week? Two
not
weeks?
Not very long.
Not very long. Wrecks the car.
Not wrecks the car. Like had the door open, put the car in reverse, and bent the door.
Oh my!
I mean, like some just some random weird stuff.
Said that he backed over a mailbox. Whether that's what happened, I don't know. But anyway, I didn't give two shits. It's like, oh well, I'm sorry, buddy. You know that. But then, if we're at a restaurant and one of them spills milk, I lose my fucking mind.
Right.
And they just said, look, you need to start reacting
appropriately
at the appropriate times.
And
I still haven't gotten a handle on it yet.
Where are we with that?
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah,
right. All right. Good.
So they said that, and then they all moved out of state.
Come on. That's exactly right. One went to Hawaii, one went to North Carolina.
My God,
one
that's
went to,
outstanding.
Yeah, so.
He even got an ex-wife to move out of state.
I love him to death. And my oldest daughter, I'm talking to her again, and that's very exciting. And I got a very we're following each other on Instagram. It's very exciting.
That is exciting. So, good for you.
Good for me.
Good for you.
What else is going on?
Well, you guys, was there anything about the pool party? Because I felt like I wanted to be.
We had a good time.
I wanted to know more about
the
pool party.
It was a disaster. On the way there.
How so, Jeff?
On the way there, I realized that I hadn't clipped my toenails in a very long time.
He said that in the back seat. He goes, oh, my God. I haven't clipped my toenails. And Jeff was going to meet someone there.
Right.
I live on my own. I don't have to clip my toenails.
Well, right. And you only clip your toenails for every... three or four times you do your fingers,
you
clip
your
toes.
Oh, my fingernails,
right?
My fingernails are on fleek. Yeah,
okay,
no, they're great.
Is that still a thing, fleek?
I think it's dead. But
I just had to tell Max that I was you're leaving for camp. You're gonna want to do something with those.
Yeah,
with those feet.
Eh.
So how bad? I mean, were they bad, Jess? Did you
see? I didn't notice.
Them?
I didn't see.
Yeah, no, I didn't. I didn't notice either.
Tried to hide them as much as
I think he was chewing on them in the bag, so
yeah.
trying to.
No.
Yeah, yeah.
So you're already feeling conscious about that going
so
on.
So we got there and he jumped right in the pool. Yeah.
Would you rather show up to a pool party with very long toenails
or
water shoes?
Oh.
I like water shoes.
Oh.
Okay.
We got one for water
one
shoes.
One for water shoes.
I could see me, I've got a nice, really nice pair of Nike water shoes out there in the garage, actually.
The way you framed it, Jeff, it's as if you judge those with water shoes.
You don't like water shoes.
But be specific with your water shoes. You mean like the ones we wore as kids?
See, yeah, those are the only water shoes I know. I don't.
Oh, I thought you mean, but there's like.
You mean
but,
like aqua
but then you
socks.
Can do, yeah, like aqua socks. They're like the same material that a wetsuit is around your feet with a hard sole. Does
yeah,
that sound right?
Yeah, that's what okay. I that's what I had as a kid.
Okay, that's what
for
I
like
had too.
Canoe trips,
but now they have like Keens and that are like they're more like sandals, but they're also water. Like that's what I've used for canoe trips was the Keens.
So like so it's like a sandal.
Yeah, it's
okay,
like a,
yeah.
Well, it's a sandal on top, but it's a tennis shoe.
Well,
on the
it's
bottom.
More of a isn't it more of a mesh instead of like a scuba suit. Isn't that what we're...
I don't know.
To allow the water no. to...
And then you can have Crocs.
No, I'd rather be
never,
dead.
Never
rather
work.
Be
See,
dead.
This is my boy. Never wear Crocs. Ever.
I...
No Croc. No
something
croc
happened where I had to wear Crocs one time, and I can't remember what it was, but I had to slip them on. It wasn't... I mean, it was just one of those things where I was like, I had them, and I slipped them on, and I came in. Oh, it was at the station. I had heel shoes on, and I also took Crocs. Yeah, like those.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Do you have the Kohl's app?
Right.
Yeah, Kohl's app.
Oh, Kohl's,
spend my Kohl's cash.
Kohl's cash. And I wore them into... I wore them into the office, and Christy Lee made fun of me so hard... That I was like, I will never.
She did because of the Crocs?
Yeah, she laughed her ass off.
Is that right?
Yeah, she did.
Here's the key. I don't care what people think. I have their Croc type. They're actually called sloggers.
Oh, yeah. I know
they're
what those
kind
are.
Kind of garden shoes, but they're
uh-huh.
Crocs.
Yeah.
And that's what I have like right near the garage. Yep. Like if I need to run into the garage mm-hmm. and I'm in the house, I just slip them on and go in the garage. Maybe go get the paper.
You mm-hmm. go take care
whatever.
Of that, Oliver. What's his name?
Oliver. Yes. Name? Yes. Oliver's doing Oliver very guy. Well.
I have ones like that, but they're the, is it Kush? Is that the brand?
Cushy?
Is it Cushy?
Jeff, yeah. You have the Kush.
Kush,
that's what,
yeah. The
that's
Kush.
What
are you
I
trying to get
them.
The Kush?
Kush smoking? 69? Is that what we're talking about?
Yeah.
Did you bring some, you know, did you bring some? Did
that,
you bring some?
That purple.
Did you bring some? I'm going to keep saying that.
Are you talking to me or him?
I'm talking to anybody. Did you bring some?
I don't have anything.
I'm holding.
I'm not even listening to you.
What about...
So you don't care what people think, so water shoes is your vote.
For practical purposes, I would always have water shoes if I needed them.
If I'm getting in the
creek, if you're going creek,
well, yeah,
stomping,
if I'm going
no,
creek,
no, you're at a pool party.
I don't need anything. And my toes.
So you're going long toenails.
I go long toenails.
Yeah.
Well, how long?
We got
were
two
they?
Against two here. It looks like.
Are they? Have you clipped them since?
Yes, I clipped okay. them. I clipped them
when
got I
got
home. Yeah.
Was it like an amazing length?
No. It was enough to be like. Mm-hmm. That's a little gross.
Yeah.
I'm ready to cut mine because I'm getting ready to go on vacation. We're going to go mm-hmm. to the beach and walk mm-hmm. a lot. So I'm like, all right, I'll wait until
up,
a couple
yeah.
days before I leave. So yeah, I'm probably a little long.
But
I'd be fine. My point being, I'd be fine getting into the pool.
Where mm-hmm. are you with open-toed shoes in public?
I'm not. Unless I am at a beach,
uh-huh.
an ocean... On the sand, unless there's sand, then you can wear flip-flops.
Okay.
Otherwise...
No.
Yeah, you see guys at a
no
bar.
No flip-flops.
You know, you've seen guys
you
in
see
a bar
guys at a
open
bar.
Toe. That's bad. That's not
yes.
good.
No flip-flops.
Actually, I have.
Yeah.
No.
Wear a shoe.
100%
yeah, absolutely.
With you. Yeah. My biggest pet peeve is guys that wear flip-flops with jeans. If it is hot enough for flip-flops, you shouldn't be wearing jeans.
This
Take them off.
This is a great point.
That's true.
This is a great point.
Oh, it makes me... I hate it.
I
instantly hate that guy.
Yeah. I don't think I...
I don't like to wear open-toed shoes to a restaurant. me personally, I just don't.
Here's why I am against sandals or what do we call it?
Slides?
Thong. When I was a kid, you called thongs. Those thongs.
Yeah, that's what my
flip
mom
flops
calls them.
Flip-flops
or thongs.
Flip-flops or thongs.
Both. And of course, thong now is, you know,
the whale too.
Dad ass. But if you're a guy and you wear flip-flops and you go to the bathroom. There's no way that you're not splashing urine on your feet.
Yeah.
Okay. In the defense of every other man on the planet, no one can pee everywhere except the toilet like you can.
I'm going to second that because we share a bathroom at work. And at work, whenever and it's you, nasty, I always know.
It's him. And it makes me mad. I feel like it's a silent fuck you to people in that building that he doesn't like because it's so careless.
No. Hey, can I defend myself? How is he at a house?
He's fine.
Okay.
Can I defend myself?
No.
That's only because it's a silent fuck you to everybody I work
but
with.
But two of your best friends work there.
I know.
I get blamed for it a lot.
I'll work on it.
Back to the Crocs.
Mm-hmm.
I use Crocs, or my Sloggers, as driving shoes.
I don't have a driving shoe.
Very unsafe.
What?
No, it's fine. It's rubbery.
Unsafe.
Isn't
sometimes
it
a normal shoe gets a little tiresome, like driving to Florida.
No, flip-flops are a huge safety hazard when driving.
Yeah, no,
isn't it against the law to drive
Crocs
with
barefoot.
Flip-flops?
No, it's against barefoot. The law to drive barefoot.
I love driving barefoot. You get a good grip on the pedal.
you're able to curl your toes.
Or your toenails.
That's how we should naturally drive, barefoot.
You know, I wasn't going to say anything.
God intended.
Yeah.
Here's another
Red Flintstone.
Here's a fascinating fact about Jess. That is, speaking of toenails, if you clip your toenails and she's within a quarter mile of where you're clipping your toenails, she hears it and will say something like, "Will you clip your fucking toenails already?" Stuff like that.
If you live in my house and you need to clip your toenails, you can do it two ways.
You go outside.
You go outside
yep.
or you do it when I'm not home.
Okay. Yep.
That's the way it is because I don't.
You hate
there's,
it.
Yes,
you hate the sound.
I hate that noise. I think that is the most filthy noise.
There are two people that we work with that clip their fingernails in their offices.
Oh, whoa, 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 whoa.
Mm-mm. I bet I can guess who both of them are.
I bet you can.
I bet I can. I bet one of them's TG.
Yeah, he does it in the studio.
Okay, well, that's the three then. That's
okay,
three.
Griswold, the whole manicure thing. He's got a whole kit. He has the cuticle pusher.
Oh, yeah.
It's a
mess. On that fucking camera, you can see him fixing his cuticles while he's talking to people and interviewing people. So, Paul McCartney.
Clip. Tell me. Buff.
Spangle?
Yep.
Yeah, I knew he had to be one.
Okay, so there's one more, and I'm going to go.
Is it the new guy?
No,
Drew.
Fantastic.
Yeah, that's in DC.
Yep.
Wow, you're very good.
Yeah. Hey, I was in that area. I was in Suicide Row for a little bit.
Oh, that was one of my saddest. You know, a lot of people say you've been on, you know, Bob and Tom show 30 years. You had some happy moments on the show. What are some of your sadder times on the show? And of course, well, when Bob retired, that was a sad day. But the saddest day, I think, was when Jess first started working for the show.
Oh, God.
And she was given the assignment of, during the show, she would sit what was my desk, actually, back in the back, and she was in charge of taking orders for the Bob and Tom catalog.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
And you worked for, like, 4 hours of nothing but answering the phone and trying to help people.
Was that like 1-800-BUY-THIS?
Wasn't it like,
it was
wasn't it like 8 hours?
I did it 8 hours a day, and I did it, maybe one, maybe leading up, I did it like all day, a couple of days before Christmas, but I think I just did it until noon, but
the look on her face when I would go back, it was just like, just kill me. It was like she was in prison. She didn't know how long she was going to have to be there.
People that call 1-800
bless their hearts.
Buy this. Yeah. They don't want to buy anything.
But
they haven't spoke to another human being in months.
And this was just.
And I felt so bad for.
And
a
this
lot
was
of them.
Kind of. This was before websites were what.
No,
they
the
are
website
now.
Was, but Tom right. refused to let go of the 1-800 number.
Right.
And then recently found out my voice is still the one on. Tom called it in the middle of a meeting, and my voice is still the one on the 1-800 by this.
Really? Somebody dial that. Dial it up.
Dialing it up right now.
Dial it up. Let's hear.
Well,
what
I don't know. I mean, Spangle told me that.
Yeah. No, I've heard the same thing.
And I think that it sounded so professional that no one knew it was me.
What the hell? You have a fine voice.
No, I don't.
Oh, wait a minute. Here we go. Oh, it's going
to
happen.
I'll get ready to
watch.
Mute
it'll be Chris.
Oh, here we go.
Hi, you've reached 1-800 by this.
That's her.
This number is no longer active.
You would like to purchase Bob and Tom's merchandise. I wanted to hear. So what the fuck is your problem?
BobandTomStore.com. If you have a question regarding an existing order, please email customerserve@bobandtom.com. Thank you. Bye-bye.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Do you remember when you, like, if you listened to this, like, an old a highlight from 10 years ago of Christy,
right.
and you're like, oh, her voice has changed. I feel like that's probably.
Oh, sure.
Does it sound higher to you?
Right there?
Yeah.
Yeah, but I was probably doing that on purpose. You know what I mean? Like I was.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I was probably. Yeah.
Well, you
to,
think you have a trying to sound awful polite. Voice anyway, or don't like it, or.
Yeah, I think I sound like a prepubescent boy with a cold.
This is the second podcast in a row we've talked about pubescent boy.
Oh, that's right. A friend of mine that's his favorite.
Okay, the body type.
Body type. Yeah.
Basically, Jeff
looks like Vibbert.
Hey,
is that what? Is that okay? Here's something funny. I bought a box of pencils, and that's the end of my story.
Well, that,
and I feel like every time I grab a pencil, I think of Jeff when Jeff said, "I don't like skinny girls. It feels like you're cuddling with a box."
Oh,
did
yeah,
you say
yeah.
that?
Yeah,
yeah,
or
he did.
Or cuddling with me. That's when you're basically grabbing onto me.
Yeah.
I feel like I was going to say something about Bob Schneider, and I didn't complete my thought.
Oh, I don't know.
Oh, no. We'd like to thank Bob for sending us instrumentals of some of his lovely creatures. And
you'll hear them. You'll hear one here in just a minute because we'll come back with part two.
Instrumental songs. Are we going to come back? Are we going to break down and come back with part two?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah. Did you have something?
No. I thought we were going to cover the pool party a little bit more.
Well...
Jeff and I acted like children. We did. We had
somebody fell asleep in the pool, and we were all concerned.
In the pool,
she was going to drown. Yeah,
on a rafty, right?
More two like a noodle situation.
Ooh,
noodle
that's
situation.
Not good. Fall asleep with noodles.
I think I had a noodle behind me and a noodle in front of me. And
Jess is a little meatball between the noodles.
Slurp it up.
All righty then.
And then. We had a, what did we do? We did a handstand contest.
Handstand contest.
Oh, sure.
Okay. Jess is very good at the handstand
contest.
She's
amazing at the handstand.
Yeah, I could not even do a handstand.
But then.
In the water?
My getaway sticks are very long.
They are. I think that's.
Those are my legs.
I'm squishy. Like, I'm compact.
Yeah, okay.
But.
And my upper body strength is lacking.
Weak as a kitten.
Please.
Yeah.
Then you had a diving contest, right?
No, I didn't die. I told you guys I couldn't dive.
Cannonball contest?
No, but you did do a dive, and it was worth
I didn't dive.
Talking. I thought you did.
Can opener?
Yeah, no, you definitely didn't dive.
I can't dive.
But you tried to.
No, yeah, you
something
jumped off
happened.
The board.
I jumped off the diving board. I did not dive, but there was a summer between like second and third grade where I forgot how to dive.
Okay.
I don't know what traumatic event happened. Oh, but between fall. Winter and spring, but when I came back to the lake that summer, I forgot how to dive. So when I dive, like I initially jump with my hands are out, but then I throw my foot up too because I'm scared, and it's like this. It's
isn't
I think
there
there's a video
famous,
of it.
Is there a famous picture of you diving and it looks like you're
it's mid dive.
Yeah, it's mid dive.
I think I have it on my phone. I'll try to find it when we break. But it's I can't dive. I don't know what it is. I also think that I may have smacked I have bad ears, and you smack your ears the wrong way with that.
Oh, yeah.
Game over.
It looked like someone falling out of an airplane. Just
That's true.
Yeah,
that's true.
Okay, we'll be back with part two of the Chick McGee Show. Bob Schneider. We're back on the Chick McGee Show. This is Chick McGee speaking. I wish I knew the lyrics. I don't know the lyrics to this one.
They're not going to show up here because it's an instrumental.
Right about here, he starts singing.
If there's one thing the Canadians didn't get right, it's whiskey.
I was going to go and get us something else to drink. We have the orange-infused vodka.
I'm so, like, you remember how we talked about, and I'm with you. I've thought
she's pointing
entirely
to me,
too much, Jason, about the HF term. I don't like it either.
Right. Yeah, yeah.
I don't like it. I don't like to say it. I hate that I said it. I don't like it.
You've lost me. What term?
HF.
Oh, okay. Gotcha. Gotcha. Yeah, gotcha. Yeah, yeah, gotcha.
Are you with me?
Yeah. I'm with you now.
I don't like it.
Yeah.
I just don't like it.
Well, you shouldn't. It's not to be. Yeah, that's not.
But after our break that we just took.
If we would have recorded it, it would have been the greatest podcast ever.
Oh, my God. It would have changed everything. No, but here's the thing. I am on board with hate drinking.
Oh,
that's
okay.
What I feel like we're doing right now.
Oh, okay.
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 We're hate drinking.
Well, that's what I said.
We
I was
all
going to
genuinely share an incredible disdain. I feel like I may be slightly more passionate about it because I don't work for the big show. So there's some hate drinking going on. And if Jason could get behind some hate drink, if we could make him drink, I feel like this would be the thing. He's not going to.
He's drinking.
He's drinking.
I've got some half sweet, half unsweet iced tea from Jersey Mike.
That's up here. That's how I do it too. Do you do that at McAllister's too?
I do.
Oh, yeah. McAllister's has the best tea.
Hang on. Do that sound again.
I do full on.
Hang on.
Full on sweet.
Oh.
Sounds like you're ripping a bong right now.
Kush for you, Kush smokers, Christina.
You guys. So if we could have recorded, I mean, smoke. Talk about, I feel like, so here's, oh, this
Here,
just
I can,
came
I can
to
do
me.
This.
This
okay.
just came to
okay.
me. If we, like, we know that we are the Chick McGee Show now. We made the change, and that's what we
that's
are.
Us.
And that's how we are. But what if we had, like, an underground off the air.
You mean we could hide it somewhere?
We could hide it somewhere.
And
what we just did for 20 minutes to bitch about
certain,
a very specific
yes,
person
right.
that we very much dislike. Mm-hmm.
Can we?
That.
I like to call it a situation, really. It's more of a situation.
We hate the situation.
It's not just a person.
No,
it's a situation.
No, because there are people contributing to this person to make him more disliked. I mean, he really knocks it out of the park on his own, but he has a hell of a support system.
Here's the thing that I keep thinking is that I don't know. I'm not crazy about the term Joe Sixpack, but
I don't know what that means.
It's just like your average guy going to work in the morning and coming home at night, and he has to deal.
I don't
with
like
certain,
Joe Sixpack because I mean, like
he has to deal
like
with
blue
certain,
collar.
Yeah, just like a regular guy. Maybe he works at he works for the highway department or whatever.
I appreciate all those
okay.
people.
We love them.
Maybe he paints houses all day.
Maybe he paints houses. Maybe he puts a video camera up a sewer. But
you know, painters get high.
Off the fumes?
No.
Well, you know, I get high. I mean, I get high anytime. Everybody
because I was high. Do you remember that song? Do you remember that song? Oh, no, that's not
nope, either. Cleopatra. Okay.
Because I got high.
Yeah, no. Is it?
Who is that?
Is it Method Man and Red Man?
There you go. Yes, Method Man and Red Man, because
oh,
I got
no,
high.
No,
that's but not it. There's a song.
Yeah, because I got high.
Because I got high.
Yeah, we know that song.
I forget who sings
we
that.
We know about yours, but we don't care about yours.
Me.
Queens of the Stone
Age.
So lovely.
That's it.
She's so high.
Cleopatra,
Joan of Arc, and
who was that?
I don't know.
I call that a pool song because whenever I was a kid,
that is a good pool
swimming
song.
At the pool.
So
that's
anyway,
what I was playing.
This is
got
a situation
so
that that
so
exists
high.
At that a workplace that
I found
that,
it. I found it.
Did you find she's so high or because I got high, Jason?
She's so high is.
Tall Bachman.
Tall Bachman.
Oh, yeah. No,
yeah, Paul Bachman, yeah.
Tall. T-A-L.
Tal.
Tal
Bachman. Tal
Bachman. We could try just for a little
one-hit wonder.
He's 6'8".
That was 1999.
Yeah.
Oh, this is it. Yeah,
it's a pool song.
This was 17 years ago?
Yeah, this and Tub Thumping.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, it's a terrible song. Yeah.
It's a great song.
It takes a while for the chorus.
I'm gonna scoot up.
That's
here.
Fine. We got another Metallica.
You remember?
Okay. It was nothing the way you guys did it.
That's exactly how I sang
exactly.
It.
We fucking nailed
we
it.
We nailed that shit.
And you don't want to hear me sing Gravity by John Mayer.
Oh, my
sing
God. It.
Are you?
Gravity!
You know what?
I think Jeff would love for us to play John Mayer until we got an actual letter from his lawyers.
Yeah. Time out.
Yes.
Because I Got High was Afro Man.
Afro Man, yeah.
God, yes. Here.
There was a guy named Afro
here.
Man?
Yeah.
Hold on, I'll see if I can find it.
Yes, and he rode around on a motorized couch in the video.
Yeah.
Because I Got High.
Really?
Because I Got High. Yeah.
So he didn't have to get up off his couch?
No.
That's a great idea.
I don't care about nothing, man.
Yeah,
this I almost pulled it down. Going, is it say bad words?
You're safe. This was, and then this was 2000. Oh God, this song is great.
It's a good song.
Yes.
Oh my gosh, screw it over.
Can I scoot it up a little bit?
Yeah,
go, man.
Da, 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 da. Do it. This is a great song. Because I got high.
That's right. Not bad. That's not bad.
That's a great song.
Yeah.
Because I got high.
Here's the thing, with the heightened awareness of medicinal marijuana and its benefits to people who don't respond to Western medicine, he wrote another one, a positive remix called Because I Got High, but in it references glaucoma and other reasons that you would need to get high.
That's amazing.
I know. And it's amazing. It's wonderful.
Really?
Do you remember when it came back? Yeah. Yeah. And I used to smoke cigarettes, but then I got high and it got me off the cigarettes. I used to drink wine. Instead of going to AA meetings, he just
got
high. Yeah. Used to take Xanax. Don't need Xanax anymore.
Them bars.
Because he got high.
Jump on that bar.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Love that bar.
Okay.
Yes, Jeff.
I can advocate with Weed Maps, and I know why. It's legalized. It's legalized. It's legalized. Because I got high.
Because I got high.
That's awesome.
Okay, we're gonna need to contact Afro Man, because if we came in to that song every podcast, I would be so happy.
Yeah.
We can do that.
Or
we can try
song.
For a little while.
We can always try.
That's right.
I'm calling
that's what's
right.
the worst that could happen?
I'm calling
that's
Christy right. Lee, and I'm calling Afro Man, and I'm calling John Kessler. I got a lot of phone calls to make after this fucking podcast.
You know, Christy Lee would be more than happy to come on and have a chat with us, an updated
you know
chat. She was on the 50th episode of the old Off the Air podcast. Wasn't that right? 50?
Yes, it was 50.
Yeah.
Okay, and what number is this of
now, this
the
is only number.
This is
we're
three,
all the way
right?
up to four.
Oh, this is the fourth Woo-hoo! One.
Slow the fuck down.
Oh,
so.
Foe on the flow.
We're almost at five.
Give me another shot of that nasty shit over
Are
there.
You sure?
Yes, God bless. I'm so
No, but think
angry.
About it.
But you didn't like it.
I don't care.
This is hate drinking. You're
hate
drinking.
I am hate drinking. I am hate drinking. Oh, I'm so angry about this.
Yeah, you don't have,
fill us up.
You don't have kids tonight? You're good to go.
I know.
American whiskey bourbon is so much better.
It is.
Because you can taste the freedom
Jeffy,
in the water.
You can.
And
then
it's like an American Eagle in your tummy.
So you don't cut that with anything? I am out of vodka. I'm out of vodka, and I'm out of Jameson.
But you're a vodka magnet.
And I'm a vodka magnate. That's right.
Magnate.
Redbreast.
That's what I meant.
Redbreast whiskey is
Ooh.
The best whiskey I've ever had.
I'm getting on board with that.
Is that Canadian?
No. Irish, maybe? Look, the Irish do it well because they're alcoholics, and there's freedom in our water. Canada, I don't know what they're
It's a wash.
If you guys don't stop talking about certain segments of society, what's wrong with you? Are we going to have another toast?
Yeah.
Let's drink to Afro Man.
To Afro Man.
Afro Man.
Afro Man.
And John Mayer.
Because I got high.
Gravity. Ugh. That was better.
I don't care about it.
Redbreast is Irish whiskey.
Yeah.
God.
You throwing him down yet?
I was going to eat your pussy too, but then I got high, is what he just said.
Edit that part. Cut it in case anybody didn't know.
No, could I go back? I want to make sure. Is that what Heisey said?
Yeah, that's what he said.
I want to hear it. Roll it back.
Okay, here we go.
Roll it back. Because I got high.
Here it comes. I was going to make love to you, but then I got high.
I was gonna eat your pussy too. That's considerate. He's being considerate.
Eat yo. I think this is where you guys drink.
Afro Man's a gentleman.
To Afro Man.
You know, Afro Man. You know, next week when you're done editing this.
Oh my God.
This might be my favorite podcast, number 4.
Oh, goodness. Out of the first four.
God, that's gross.
It really is getting gross.
We're drinking it because we're angry.
You want to know my favorite podcast is? The next one. That's what Tom Brady said about Super Bowls.
That's right.
I can't get behind you with this.
Now, you have a podcast, don't you, Jeff?
JeffHibbert.com.
Which I need to talk to you. Two things. A, you still haven't had me on. B...
I thought she's been on.
I've been on one time, and then
he asked.
But
he was there.
No,
yeah, because he sucked up my.
I didn't say a word for almost 35 minutes.
The greatest thing was it was four people at a kitchen table: me, Jess, Caitlin. We all had mics, and then Chick was sitting there. Chick brought so many snacks and alcohol, and Chick was just sitting there. And we'd say something, and Chick would just be like, "Can't say anything." Nope. It'd just give us that look, and then eventually he came in. But
I still want to do it by myself.
Yeah. What are you doing? What are you doing tomorrow?
Let's do it. Tomorrow.
5 o'clock tomorrow.
No, wait. Okay.
We can do it tomorrow. Because
then we got to go back here Wednesday.
Yeah, we got to come back here Wednesday.
Okay.
Do we have to
repeat?
Lots to do. You guys.
I'm going to visit. You're leaving the country, right?
I'm not leaving the country. Close. Orlando.
Yes. Yeah. That's what I meant.
So,
Don't say.
I'm just going to bring up to speed. No, I'm going to go ahead. When is this going to come out?
It'll be a great question.
Probably
later this week.
Okay.
Thursday or Friday. So okay. You can say
because I'm releasing.
So possibly today.
They'll be hearing. Go find some.
They'll be hearing three today.
Three, yes.
Okay.
Dig around that first.
I'm with you. So on Thursday, the 14th, check local listings.
Maybe yesterday or
I think
today.
It's the 14th everywhere.
Yeah.
It's okay.
Yeah.
Keep going.
Yeah. By the way, when they say check local listings when they're talking about the weather,
that makes me crazy.
You say check your local weather, not the listings.
Oh, that's true.
Check local listings.
Listings is
if you're looking at the TV guide.
It's for television.
Yeah. Oh, did you guys do? We talked about this before.
Friends, 8 o'clock Eastern, 7 o'clock.
I grew up on the TV guide.
We didn't have a TV guide. We got the paper, and my dad would
TV week.
TV week. My dad would laminate. No, he didn't laminate. He was a laminating fool.
Explain where I got the laminate. Didn't he laminate the Super Bowl for the Super Bowls for you?
He laminated a handful of things for me through my adult life.
God,
there we go.
My dad laminated some things for me. He laminated.
You guys are going to be
which
here
I
a while,
still
obviously.
Have. He laminated the Super Bowl winners. He said you should know all the Super Bowls. I still don't know all the Super Bowls.
Super Bowl 49.
Patriots.
I'm guessing the Patriots.
I'm going to feel like anything you say, okay. I'm going to go Patriots. He laminated presidents, vice presidents, first ladies.
Oh, wow.
Which my dad can name all of those.
No shit.
Yes. I think so can Diane Gallagher's son. And he's like 2.
My daughter Emma, when she was 2 or 3-ish, she could look at pictures and tell you who it was, like almost all the presidents.
Oh, like it's almost like
full
a photographic
name.
Memory.
Full name.
That's crazy. Does she still do it?
No.
No.
I'm just saying, it's one of those things, as a kid, I think if you really tap into it, they could probably be great people after that. But
I know.
Then you just let them be kids.
Yeah, and then you're like, fuck it.
Yeah, they don't need to know.
Speaking of your children, I'm going to go Katie. Katie is an aspiring bohemian.
Emma
is?
The oldest, yes.
Emma is?
Yes.
Perfect. I got her something.
Oh, no.
I got her.
See.
Got her shirt.
Oh.
Oh, my.
She.
And this is the perfect boho shirt.
Got her shirt.
It'll be really cute on her. It might be a little too big.
And you thought that was going to be for my youngest?
But you know, no. Here's the thing. It seamed inside. there's like a waist. It's a bohemian shirt, but look, it's seamed inside.
Like a drawstring.
Yeah. It looks really flowy.
It comes in.
Yeah, it looks really flowy, but it's not as flowy as it looks. But here's the thing. If she doesn't like it, check with Aaliyah. Okay. Uh-huh. And we'll go from here. And after that, I feel like Laura Steele might be my next go.
How did you come by this top and why are you trying to give it away?
Because here's the thing.
All
right. I'm thick in the middle. And I'm not just talking about my ass and my thighs. I have a thick waist.
Yes, you do.
So anything that's like, I have a very specific style that I can wear. I feel like Aaliyah and Katie and Emma can pull this off. I cannot pull this off.
Okay.
So
we'll put that theory to test.
How did that come into your possession, not knowing that you didn't think it would?
It just looked a lot more flowy than it was, and it just doesn't suit me well, and I feel like the Hofsitz girls have
we'll
got
try
this.
It.
Oh, absolutely. I just had a buttery Thank crown, and you. I'm thinking of my man Hank from the East Hills.
Oh, Jesus. Also,
Hank!
I know that we're... Are we talking about this or no?
Talking about what?
We did the pool party. We did talk about this a second ago.
Right, yeah. We talked about the East Hills show.
And no, we're going to pool party first.
No, we already talked about the East Hill show. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, we already talked about this.
Saturday we did.
Jeffy was meeting a girl at the pool party.
A lady. Mm-hmm.
It didn't turn out well.
No.
Because I've texted her and said, what did you think? And she hasn't responded.
I feel like you guys are laughing at me right now.
No. You know what that means? The fucking gloves are off.
She Rambo.
She drew first blood.
But here's what. So I said, Jeffy, we're going to go to this pool party and we're going to meet this girl. And he said, I don't have a swimming suit.
Oh, yeah.
And so I said, good news. I bought Max a swimsuit that he doesn't like.
I don't know if that'll fit.
And he said, what size is it? And I said, it's a 28 waist.
Yep, that'll fit. That's perfect.
So here's the thing. I bought him another. They're like crossover pants. They're shorts. They dry quick. And I thought for all the kayaking you've been doing, that would be a good idea.
Yeah. Oh, kayak life. Question.
So I have another new pair of shorts.
You do? Okay.
Also, Max tried them on and he goes, these are too short. Give them to Jeff.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Hey.
Now, and you've also got a pair of his slippers.
Those are under my desk right now at work, and I put those on when I'm feeling sad.
That's right.
What size shoe do you wear?
Which is every day?
Seven, eight?
Nine, eight, or seven and a half.
Yeah, Max wore those in like fourth grade.
Oh my God.
Cool. He's a 12.
What's the age difference in Jeff and Max?
Max is 12.
Your birthday's coming up.
Yes, August 26th.
Max's birthday is August 11th.
August baby.
So are they right at 14 years apart or 13
Max
years
is,
apart?
Max will be 13.
So are these called hand me ups?
Yes.
Uh-huh.
Rather than hand me downs?
Yes.
Max and I had a conversation.
Is that even a thing?
No, I think it is hand me ups because Max said, give these to Jeff.
Did he say Jeff or Jeffy?
He said Jeff.
Okay.
He won't say Jeffy. he said Jeff. He said... He said he was so nice to me. Because he sat in. Max kind of did a little intern day with Chicky.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yep.
And,
oh, yeah.
But here's a, so Chick said, Max is oblivious to the Tom Griswold way. So he would just, like, at the breaks, get up, walk in the studio, sit by Chick and go, okay, when you said this or what you did here or what was going on. He had a lot of questions. Sure. He was very interested.
It was one of the greatest mornings of my life. I mean, he was asking relevant questions and we were having a great conversation.
I just got a letter in the mail the other day.
Uh-oh, don't sign anything.
Today I did. This is crazy. That my son is, that my Maxwell is like off the charts high ability intellectual thing.
Take a shot to that.
So for Max, I know. So
good
really?
For Max.
Yeah. So I was opening the mail in traffic today and I was like, high ability student utilize academic and cognitive ability. I can't even fucking pronounce these words.
Especially after the shots.
specific academic language arts student. He is very specific to language arts.
Language arts. Yes. Okay, good.
Were you
very LA in school?
He's very LA.
Yeah. Well, no, I was a.
But you know what?
You've listened to.
No, but it's true. I when I was in college, that was the only thing I tested out of.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I was a stutterer until 7th or 8th grade. I finally started
you
to come
said
out.
That.
Isn't that bizarre?
I didn't believe that when you first said it.
Mm-mm.
That's why I've always liked John Stossel, because mm-hmm. he's a correspondent for ABC News, and he's also a stutterer. And I would like to get involved in the anti. I don't know why they call it the Anti-Stuttering Foundation. It's like who would be pro-stuttering?
Right.
Other than Bachman-Turner Overdrive.
Also,
they're for stuttering. But.
Another stutter is our president, Mr. Barack Obama.
Really?
Did you know that?
I mean, yeah. I can feel it sometimes. If you ever hear me on the air or during this podcast or we're having a beer at a bar.
Or in his bedroom when he's having a nervous breakdown.
If I'm having a nervous breakdown, I really stutter bad. But if you hear me do this... I can feel a stutter come on, and I need to stop and calm down.
That's amazing.
Or you're going to punch Tom.
Cut that out. Max has an open invitation.
Max
okay.
is at camp this week.
Max should come in. It was fun to have him in.
Yeah.
He's a good
man.
I can't wait.
I know this sounds crazy.
For Max to be all Big Ten. In football, and
something crazy. So
I hope I get a call game with him someday.
Oh God!
Oh, wouldn't that be great?
That's why I told Chick. I said, call the New Pal Dragons. Try to do a couple of games this year, and then by the time Max is in high school, they'll let you call the game.
I just do the color anyway.
But
he would be great color on.
Oh.
At our not over the air, but on our games.
Oh, just locally. Just
locally.
For the New Pal that does it
for
all
New
the
Pal.
Time.
Yes,
yeah,
yes,
yeah.
Yes.
When
yes,
I
yes.
do games, I change
no,
schools
those guys,
every week.
I follow those guys who do the play-by-play.
Yeah, he's a teacher.
And I apologize. I've forgotten his name, but they do a great job. I've listened to both the last 2 year state championship games.
Yeah, and New Pal.
The one lost one, but they were two great teams.
We should have Coach Ralph in here. Coach Ralph is a great guy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
you know Coach Ralph?
He doesn't know me, but I mean, I've met him through.
We can do whatever we want.
What?
I think I'm going to have to send you that link for that fifth microphone. What do you think?
Yeah.
Hey, Jason.
Yeah, I'm good.
Hey, why don't you send it to me? And I'll get it
done. You know what? He's been good with the past stuff. He's been good with it.
Okay.
He's been good with it.
Every now and then. No, so what we were talking about was Max.
So what? Where did this letter come from praising Max like this? Hancock County Schools or
academic excellence at Doe Creek Middle School.
No kidding.
Yeah. Yeah. So this is a.
I knew he had good grades, I guess, but I had no idea that.
I need to find out more about high ability programming at Southern Hancock Schools.
What is it? What are they? Is it just grade point average or is it?
No, they did
more
some
other
testing.
Yeah, it's all about testing. The testing.
And how fortunate are we that we live in a school system that now offers also. Advanced science. Mm-hmm. A lot of them do math and language arts.
Yep.
We also offer advanced science. So Max is in all those classes, and I'm going to check that out. But it's so, and I'm not getting serious, but how crazy and fortunate am I am that I have two kids on completely different ends.
Yeah.
You know, like I am. It's the letters that I get for Max and the letters that I get for Addie are so different, but. Oh my God, they are different kids, but I'm lucky.
And it's interesting knowing your personality and your ability to handle just about everything.
Mm-hmm.
That if there is a higher being, you're the person that's going to have those kids that are so different.
That are so
because
different.
You can handle it.
Thanks. Chick really, really did some conditioning for me when it comes to this.
To handling anything?
No, but I mean,
Yeah.
He was because I worked with Chick for a long time professionally before I did personally. And
she worked with me personally.
I worked with him personally also. No, but in all seriousness, Chick is one of the smartest, funniest. He is the smartest, funniest. I don't know what I don't have a negative thing to say.
Oh boy!
But no. For as intellectually stimulating as he can be, it's unfortunate that sometimes he has to go to work and dumb it down as much as he does.
Mm-hmm.
And I admire him because, like I've always said, he is. an Academy Award-winning actor some mornings, mm-hmm. okay?
Yeah.
There's no other way to put it.
Right, right.
There's no other way to put it. And as much as you guys think that, oh, Chick's being quiet and he must be moody and da-da-da-da-da, you have no fucking idea. You have no idea. I admire this man bigger than you could ever imagine for the shit that he deals with at 6161. There's no, I just, mm-mm.
I've said many times, it's...
let's do another shot.
It you might think, I don't know how you perceive me or what you've heard of the Bob and Tom Show over the years and what you think I do on the show or what you think of the things I say, but I know exactly what I'm doing at all times, mm-hmm. believe me. And
well,
sometimes that's on the air and sometimes that's off.
From 5:50, I was going to say, from 5:50 to 10:20, you definitely know what you're doing.
Exactly. And
after
I
that,
have had,
it gets a little gray.
I have had many, many conversations with professionals who would say, if I could handle my personal life like I do my professional life.
Oh, absolutely.
Clooney and I'd be hanging out in the south of France. So,
well, but that's
champagne country.
Well, but that professional dealings with is getting a little cloudy too.
True.
Isn't it funny though when you feel like you've got your personal life under control that maybe your professional life just gets...
You can't really get them both in sync at the same time.
And that's okay if you can't because sure. there's you got to be exercising. You got to be working towards something. You got to be working towards a better something. Somewhere.
You can't be stagnant.
Life.
Don't be
no,
stagnant.
No, you can't be stagnant. If you're stagnant, you're screwed.
However, you can't see anything in a washing machine of water. But if that water is still, oh, you can see very clearly.
Really?
How many shots have I done?
No, but I was planning for
high?
That to go somewhere, and it didn't.
It really didn't, no.
The
calmer the water, the clearer you can see. How about that?
On Thursday,
yeah.
Thursday, Addie and I are headed to Orlando, and then we're going to drive south to Palm Springs. Nope, that's not right.
Palm Coast.
Nope, that's not right.
That's where I'm
Palm
going.
City.
The coast?
I thought it was
Son
Palm
of
Coast.
A bitch.
City.
It's close to Palm Coast.
I don't think it's too far.
Did I get a shot? Was I? What am I? You're
no shot.
You already took it.
Oh.
Did you put buttery? Is there buttery in this, or is this just
yeah,
straight?
The buttery really
that's
cuts
buttery.
It.
Buttery.
I'm going to need you to cut
did
it with
you know,
some buttery.
Buttery cuts it.
Yeah, it's cut. But did you know the buttery is clear? I thought it'd be like a...
I thought it was buttery.
I thought it was butterscotch color.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. That's way down there.
Okay, so, but here's the thing. Yeah, it is. So, we're going to stay Fort Pierce area. That's what we're doing. So, you know, whatever. But we're going to stay there. And we're gonna go. It's an establishment. It's a foundation. It's a training facility called Canines for Hope. And our goal is to possibly we're gonna tour the facility and make the decision if we're going to choose a seizure service dog for Addie
mm-hmm.
this week. So this is huge. This is a big deal for us.
Right.
This is. And you know how I am with commitment. Anyway,
can I weigh in on that a little bit?
But
no.
Here's the thing.
So she's going to be she'll commit to a dog, but the dog won't know about it. It's a
anyway, this is for Addie, and we're committing to a dog, and this dog will be with her
right.
for a significant amount. I mean, like we're gonna say max 10 years.
Sure.
I know that usually they kind of phase the dogs out around 8 or 9 and start training a new dog. So that's the case. Addie will be 11 in October. Best case scenario, we choose our dog, put our down payment on the dog, and we could have the dog by late next spring.
Now, can you finance the dog 60 months?
You cannot finance the dog. No, this is where our community and our amazing
podcast family
really stepped up, and we're going to be able to pay cash.
You know,
for
see,
this dog.
That's awesome. That's good. I'm glad you're talking about that because what the things that we have going on in all of our lives that affects all of us that we're having a little bit of trouble with right now, dealing with some things that we really can't talk about. But those of you who can do addition know where what we're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
But just when you think the world is an awful place and it's unfair and why do, how do people get a hold of guns and do things they do, and on and on and on. You start a GoFundMe campaign for Addie and try to raise some money so she can get a seizure dog.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, you just, you put it up on GoFundMe and you cross your fingers and hope for the best. And in less than 2 days, 36 hours, mm-hmm. it was $30,000?
Close to, yeah.
Close to $30,000 from people that we don't know.
A lot of people we do know, a lot of people we don't know.
We love them.
So here's the thing.
It's amazing.
I went through the GoFundMe list, and I'm sending thank you notes to anybody's name that I recognize.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Which
sure.
was not as easy as I thought it would be. And turns out, I don't know. I mean, I should look and maybe see how many donors. I think I have the app on my phone still. But I'm going to say I am very, very close to being done with over 300 thank you letters.
Oh my goodness, wow. That's crazy.
Can you share that number that's right there?
556 donations. 556 donations, $31,000.
That's insane.
Yeah.
And that covers one dog, and then you guys are going to start covering another
dog
for someone?
Well, we certainly want to, and we want to make it a Chick McGee show.
Yeah, we're going to do, I think we're going to do something
Addie
annually.
An Addie Foundation.
But here's, also, we were very fortunate in that Addie has a medication that she's on that's not cheap right now,
mm-hmm.
and so we're able to use that money to refill that.
Yes.
Also, she had some pretty serious tests done, some things, and we went over so much because of everybody's generosity
sure.
that we were able to cover and do other things to help Addie. So that's
awesome. Testing's a big deal.
The testing mm-hmm. is a big deal. It's a huge deal. Just being able to find a medication or supplements or even foods that affect her epilepsy is huge. So yeah.
Cool.
I'm really looking forward to hitting up social media while we're at the facility
to
and sharing everybody
yep.
yeah, yeah sharing with everybody
Absolutely.
Our journey and how this is going to go. I don't know if we're going to get a dog,
and she has said she wants a German Shepherd. Is that what I'm hearing?
She wants a German Shepherd. And she does have a notebook, and we're currently on page 4 of possible names.
Wow.
Yeah.
Number one name.
One and two. Jeffy.
Okay, I like that.
Jeffy
name
the German.
Jeffy the
German Shepherd.
That's actually pretty good.
That is pretty good.
The dog that I always wanted was a German Shepherd.
Like yeah.
When I first wanted a dog, German Shepherd.
Yeah.
But I'm very allergic to dogs, so.
Oh, is
so
that
you
why
had to go.
You
had to do a mix.
Yeah, that's why I got Nora Jones.
I didn't
yeah.
know you were allergic, and you dog sit for me all the
oh,
time.
Oh yeah, I love it. I love dogs. And it's just like
he's high on Benadryl every time.
Oh
yeah.
Okay, cool. All right. Oh, let's do this shot. We're behind on our shot. Does she have a shot over there?
I got it.
Here's to Jeffy the German Shepherd.
She wants a male too. She's been very adamant about a boy dog.
I wondered if it was specific, if boys were better or girls were better. Oh, you're all are dying here.
Oh my goodness, that's
Jeffy. You're not a bartender, buddy.
Holy moly.
No, I'm not.
That is really something.
He's been mixing those the last 5 minutes.
It was mostly schnapps.
Oh my God. That was...
Why does everyone hate me now?
Shut up. My tongue's numb.
Where's
it's
my
30%...
Where's my Evian?
Oh, gosh. Just that butterscotch is...
You know,
is
you. I just... Mm-hmm. I am constantly amazed by Jason. He has had such a different life than I have had.
I don't even think it's different life. He's made very different choices.
He's just, you know, he's been married. Life. He's been married one time. He's never had a drink.
That's like an endangered species.
Yeah, right.
Once.
I mean, it's just.
Jeffy, why don't you get married real quick? We get that first one out of the way.
There you go.
Sounds good to me.
All right, let's do it.
Let's fall in love.
Speaking of, she'd call somebody back.
That was bothering me too.
Hey, so by the way,
you're fine.
I keep revisiting the pool party, but we went to the pool party because I was going to introduce Jeff to someone.
Right. Yeah. Yep.
And she, so I didn't know, but she is going to be, she's going to be 37. She's going to be 37
Sounds
next
great.
Month.
Yeah. But that's
a well-seasoned woman,
yeah,
yet still in her prime.
Okay. You just said a number. I don't know what significance that has.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You come from
numbers are numbers, right?
Chick McGee School, huh?
That's right.
So, and Jeffy said, What my favorite? I don't. And I said this when I got home. Jeffy made me belly laugh hard so many times on Saturday. Would. He was like, "I'm going to do a flip off the pool." He'd do a flip off the pool, and then he would look at the girl he was meeting, and he would say, "Are you impressed? Are you impressed?
Wow!
I know where my bread's buttered. I know what I'm doing.
You know what you're doing." So she said she really enjoyed.
Wait a minute. I thought you said you didn't get a response.
We're going to share this on the podcast just, for America?
I just got the response. You just got it? Okay.
Just now?
But all here, right. It's from her sister. It's not from her.
What? It's not even from her?
No, I don't want to bother. I don't want to bother her.
Right now. Just share it.
Okay. So this is secondhand. This
she
is
said
go well.
That she feels kind of strange because of how young he is.
Such
but she,
a baby.
But she really loved hanging out with him.
Oh, that's nothing but positive.
So the short you had, did you let it hang one time? Out the accidental?
I told. Yeah, I think I don't know if I told Jess, but I told Chick. I go, these shorts are real short, but they show my dick.
there's a belly laugh right there.
He said
right.
It just like that.
Especially when I was doing the handstands.
The handstands.
I was doing it right in front of her, and impressed I was like falling down like, I can't do this.
Would that work with somebody? Are you impressed by my dick?
Does that impress you? Are you impressed? You saw that dick. You were pretty impressed by that, weren't you?
You got to notice that dick, right?
Girl, I know you want the dick.
I would have showed you my dick, but I got high.
Because I got high.
Because I got high.
I do have a question. Because I, like in college, you have the guys that just whip it out.
Sure.
Okay.
He took it out.
He took it out.
Nope.
Seinfeld.
He introduced it to me.
He took it out.
Are you guys those guys?
No, I've never.
I know. I'm not talking to you. These two.
Who, me?
The
I'm
drinkers.
A gentleman. Back in the day,
would you just whip out that thing?
No.
Jeffy?
Although if the right girl asked, maybe I would have.
Never. There's a courting process that has to go down.
Yeah.
Mm. Never just going to whip it out.
Mm.
You got to earn it. You got to earn that.
I'm going to say, and I've had enough shots to say, I was a grabber, not like a...
You grabbed your thing or you grabbed her?
Her.
Her.
See, I was going to stutter there.
Her. Ace or the boobies?
Yeah. I was, huh?
Were you a booby grabber?
Or ace?
Ace.
You're an ass grabber?
Yeah.
Never. Yeah, no.
Okay.
Never.
I have two things I need to visit with this conversation.
Okay. Okay.
One, I traveled with Chick on the road for a little bit. Mm-hmm. I know how it goes down.
Uh-huh.
And I'm not talking about personally how it goes down. I've seen the process. And talk about a good interview. We have our good friend Jordan Ward on.
Oh, yeah.
Talk about somebody
shit.
Who knew the fucking process.
Oh, shit.
Oh, Jordan.
He
Jordan,
was the supervisor
Jordan.
Of the process.
Yeah.
Jordan was a wonderful guy. When I worked with him, happily married. But he was the best wingman in the business. Next to you, actually. The best wingman working. Yeah. He was something else.
Yeah. Jordan.
All you had to do was look in the direction and nod.
Jordan was actually. So, Jordan is one of the Bob and Tom staff artists. Would that be fair to say?
Yeah, I would say. I don't want to say former, as in he doesn't do it anymore, but we don't really need art anymore.
We don't do that. Yeah. We,
right.
And as in we, I mean, not me. So, he does. He has done some really amazing artwork
Absolutely.
For the Bob and Tom
Absolutely.
Show. Okay. Also, Jordan was. I'm going to say he was the stage manager for the live shows, notably Carb Day or the big shows they would travel out to, maybe like in one of the Carolinas, possibly Raleigh. I don't know. We're going to pretend like I don't know. And he would.
That's the wrong Carolina. But...
What?
It wasn't North Carolina, but go ahead.
He was? Where was it?
No, North Carolina as well, South Carolina too.
What was in South Carolina?
That's the one you're mentioning.
What city was it?
Charleston.
Oh, Charleston was where your hoe was. I'm so sorry. Let me make sure I get that right.
Hey, you guys want to see me dance?
Jeffy dancing. Thank you, Jeffy.
But Jordan was the stage manager, and he made the show go off without a hitch. He did the costume changes and made sure everybody was on time and where they were supposed to be and may or may not have hooked up that bootay for Mr. McGee.
Mm-hmm. countless times.
Yeah, so for which time, and then he passed the baton to me at one point.
Then you just kept the baton?
I just said, fuck you, bitches.
I'm not giving this
fuck
to
fuck you, bitches, this baton is mine. Yeah.
Back it up. Back it off.
You know what, Jason? There were a couple of times that I did.
That you passed
I did the thing.
That,
I did the thing. I did the thing that I was supposed to do.
I don't think that was ever the case. There seems to be
some validity to...
I am almost 99% certain you never hooked me up with
if
anyone.
If the man... gets hooked up through another woman.
Uh-huh.
I'm like, listen, lady, you need to. I mean, that's that. There's some like, oh, this is a heck of a stamp of approval.
Can I tell you what? No, I think for another woman to hook up another woman.
I think
yes,
you
I
may
agree with
the
that.
Guy.
I think by the time you started working
oh,
on
God.
The tour,
I would love to hear your perspective of this. Go ahead.
No, I understand how. I'm uncomfortable talking about this.
Oh, it is uncomfortable to be a womanizer.
Can I just say, when Chick and I went...
Yikes.
Chick and I went on the road to some shows, and
uh-huh.
it was the saddest thing ever, because it was, it was just two old guys going on the road. We got to the city, we napped, we woke up,
yep.
Starbucks, I did a Starbucks run, Chick did something else, we went to the show.
He went to an outlet mall, is what you meant to say.
Exactly. Oh, went to an outlet mall.
Oh yeah.
Did the show. We drove back, had leftovers in our room, and yep. passed out. Woke up at 6 or 7. Started driving back.
Yep. I slept in till 6 or 7.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Drove back.
So if you're on the Chick McGee,
why are we
curriculum,
talking about this?
What's
we
gonna
can
happen
end this
is
anytime if you want.
What's gonna happen is that you're not gonna really hit your stride until your 30s. I mean, you're a good looking guy now. But you're not going to start pulling down that poon until late 30s.
I'm too young looking, apparently. That's
I think
the,
you, apparently, according to yeah. our friend, you're too young
He's
looking.
Pulling plenty.
You're
going to
be...
No.
Like, no, when he's 35, 40, I'll be dead. But you're going to be a badass.
Mm. That's like in 8 years.
Remember... In,
yeah, that's right.
Remember,
that's right.
Do you know what was 8 years ago?
Super Bowl
42?
42.
I was going to say the last divorce is what I was going to say.
Oh, God. What is... Don't give her any more shots during the podcast, okay? Let's make that a rule.
Super Bowl 42. That might have been the Patriots.
Oh, my God.
30.
See, now I know all of mine.
Colts won 41.
Wait a minute. You're the expert on this.
So who won it the following year?
No, I have the...
Steelers, Cardinals?
I have the laminate. I don't know any.
Redskins, 7.
That was 2 years after
7,
that.
17, 18, 22, 26.
Washington,
we lost 7.
Adams,
we lost
Jefferson,
7 and 18.
Madison, Monroe, Adams, Jackson. Oh, that's presidents.
Patriots, 2001.
I swear I thought it was MVP. She started talking. Jackson, Adams. Okay, Sam Adams. I just thought, all right.
Sam Adams, yeah, a Patriot and a Brewer.
Yeah, he had a great game.
01, 03, 04.
Oh, I just 07, found out. 07,
11, 2014.
You're the same age as her little brother. That's what made
that's
it weird.
That's probably creepy, yeah.
That's what made it weird.
Okay, yeah. Oh, that's what's creepy. You're a creepy person, Jeff. You're just creepy.
But his dick is 40.
That's right.
Because in these trunks, you can see my dick.
You can see the outline.
How are you saying it? You see my dick.
It's like a division sign. Ball, dick, ball.
Oh, my God.
Should we just end this right here?
Are we doing another one after this?
Yes.
We
this
have
is
to...
the first... I have to go work.
What is this?
No, Jason. I'm working.
Wait a minute. What do you got to go back
time
and do?
It is?
Jason?
There's no clock over there. Are you drunk?
No, it's 3:18.
You don't have to go back.
No. Nobody... according,
I have kids
according,
I have to take care of.
Yes,
according to
this, town.
According to Morrow's schedule, we're all fucking leaving work. Forget this shit.
Well, this one has to end.
Okay,
let's put it that way.
Let's
what?
Be done.
This is done!
You know what would be good? You go to work.
I'll let this roll and leave.
We'll take a drunk nap, and then you come back and we'll do another one.
Can you do that? Can you come back at like 6:30 and do another
No,
podcast?
I have a 6 o'clock meeting. I have to pick Emma up at 7.
6 o'clock meeting for what?
Meeting.
I'll tell you.
Okay.
Thank you for listening to The Chick McGee Show, a Podcast One presentation.
Ooh, presentation. Ooh. I like it.
Jason Hoffe is your sound engineer. Jess
sure,
is your
sure.
host. Jeff is your host.
Hey.
This has been Chick McGee speaking.
Good night, everybody! Say it again. Say it again.
Good night, everybody!